Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
Hi, Jody. My name is Jocelyn. I'm calling from New York Community Bank. That zip code is 44124.
Thank you. And may I ask the... Go ahead.
I actually just got off the phone. I kid you not, it was like half an hour ago with Vicky, and she went over the Ava skin products that are under the cardholder. I guess I need you to pull it up first so we can go over it.
Yes, ma'am, please. May I have the first and last name of the account holder?
Evan Sunshine.
All right, thank you. And you were with?
New York Community Bank.
All right, thank you. I've located this account. Please verify the shipping address.
1424 Richmond Road, Apartment 4C, Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay. I have Lyndhurst, Ohio. Is that the same?
I'm not too sure. I'm not in Ohio. I'm in New York.
Okay. No problem. Me either. I don't get out much. All right. So thank you. I've located this account for the Ava skincare products, facial cream and eye serum. All right. Yes, ma'am. How may I help you?
So I went over the charges and all the information that Vicky had provided to me, that the items were shipped to her address and all this, but my cardholder didn't make these orders. She's saying that her IP address was compromised. And before I do any chargebacks, I wanted to see if you guys were willing to issue courtesy refunds, as she hasn't received these products as well.
Okay. All right. I'll be able to help you with that. So she did cancel the account to prevent any further charges. All right. Hang in there one second.
Well, I did that, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Called to cancel. All right. All right, so let me go back, and I know that you discussed these with Ms. Vicky, and I'm sure that she verified that the product was shipped. It looks like it was delivered to the address that we verified. I'm just double-checking. Yeah, delivered March 31st, okay. Now, as a courtesy, I can offer back a refund of 35%.
Yeah, I'm not gonna accept anything that's not full because my cardholder didn't do this. So if you guys are not willing to issue full refunds for all three charges, then I would just have to charge them back and fight them because she didn't make this. Her information was stolen.
Okay, so I do want, let's see here. So I may need to, let me see if I should transfer you to the, well, I'll be able to help you with this. I'm going to transfer you over to the fraud department, just to be on the safe side, okay? I do apologize. Okay. So hang in there with me one second.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. All right, I'm just waiting for a response here. Thank you for being patient.
Thank you.
All right, and so that I don't have to place you on hold, I'm going to see if I can help you with this. If not, I'll get you transferred over.
Okay.
All right. Still waiting for a response, but thank you for being patient.
No problem.
Okay, so if she's willing to drop the dispute and the chargebacks, we will be able to, I can go ahead and help you with this. I can apply a 50% refund to those charges. It looks like they are valid charges due to all the information, the tracking numbers. Would you like me to get that applied?
Yeah. No. I told you I cannot agree to anything because this customer is on a very fixed budget.
Mm-hmm.
And again, her IP address was compromised. Everything was compromised, and she didn't make these charges. So I'm giving you guys a chance to issue a refund before I do the chargeback. And it has to be a full refund.
Okay. All right. So I will go ahead and, we'll go ahead and get these fully refunded back. And you should see the funds back in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
All right, so that's 94.
Are you able to give me a confirmation?
Yes, ma'am. 94.90 will be refunded back. Yes, ma'am, and the shipping and handling as well. So the confirmation for that refund, hang in there 1 second. All right. The confirmation for that refund is 712-99-10-365. All right. There were several attempts for 94.90. Those were declined. So the only successful one was the 94.90. Now, I've been advised that if the shipping and handling is to be refunded, I have to transfer you over for the shipping and handling. Would you like to wait on the line?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. All right. All right, in just a second here, I'm going to place you on hold. You may hear silence, maybe a little music playing, but please remain on the line.
Okay.
I'll let you know right before I transfer. All right, I'm going to go ahead and place you on hold, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thanks for your help.
Yes, ma'am.